Previously on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
And I think on the way out, we should let Christian know who we are.
Like for real, for real?
For real, for real.
For real, for real.
Oh, this, by Job, this food has got me feeling like a young Colo again. Oh, I feel like doing some stand-ups when you stand on your hands and do push-ups.
Handstands, push-ups.
Freestanding handstand push-ups.
Some freestanding handstand push-ups.
Okay. You do spot a decorative musket hanging on one of the walls that you believe may be worth some money.
Oh, you temptress.
But can I eat, though?
No.
Okay.
I hate saying no to you. All six of these leadsmiths are now on the elevator.
Can I Captain America them?
You have a free attack.
Sweet.
At your highest base attack bonus.
Natty one.
Yeah. No, serious?
I'm dead serious.
Yay. And you hear a crash through a window.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes,
at the back end.
A new reaction that I have. The secret.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
What? It's called opportune backstab.
Unallowed.
Allowed.
These two leadsmiths are pushed out
into
this
yes.
gear-churning space and fall.
Whoa.
Down.
Yeah.
And this last leadsmith says, "We're going to take one of you with us, whether you like it or not." He reloads and then shoots at Varg. Natty won. And next week, we're going to have to find out what yes. else the Shum Follow 5 get up to.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where my Roman Empire is World War II. What about you, Greg?
Roman Empire. Your Roman Empire is World War II?
It really is.
Same.
I don't even know what that sentence means.
Well, your Roman... So there's this it's thing out there in society that boys...
Yeah.
It started that way. Men, boys, often Man think boys. About one of two things, essentially.
Yeah.
Without, like, any prompting, just from time to time. And they either think about the Roman Empire.
Yes.
Or World War II.
Oh, got it. Mine is 100% the Roman Empire.
Yeah. You just will randomly be, throughout the day, you'll think about the Empire.
Yeah. And can you imagine that the infrastructure they created with the roads that they built?
Perfect example.
It literally connects almost everything over
But now
there.
What the it's meme bananas. Is that your Roman Empire can be anything that you as a person just randomly obsess about without any prompting.
Got it.
Just
my Roman Empire is the Roman
is
Empire.
The Roman Empire. Yeah. You're a basic boy, Greg.
I'm a basic boy. I'm not mad about it.
My Roman Empire is Duval Gibson.
Wow.
That makes sense.
I was going to say my Roman Empire is Jordan Elway.
What?
Did that just happen?
Did we just pick up best friends?
Your besties.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
The thing I think about, man.
Just randomly.
Randomly?
It'll come to you often.
That my kids are eating all the good snacks.
Yeah.
And I haven't hit them well enough.
But like after you know they're in bed or something like that.
Oh, cold therapy.
Oh.
Okay.
That's like my thing now.
That's just the thing that you're doing. Are you like thinking about how to
I'm
develop
thinking about
it?
How and... to get one in my house.
Yeah.
They're like $53,000.
Gross.
And how can I make one?
Yeah.
Or steal one.
It's definitely
yeah.
steal one.
Cold therapy. That's a lot of money. You should just get a cold plunge. They're like $5,000.
Yeah, but then it's water. And I don't want to be
yeah,
gross.
I don't want to be wet.
I don't want to be
gallons
wet. I just want to be cold.
No, it's recycled. It's got a
That's
filter
nasty.
And everything.
It's
got a filter.
I don't want
like
my
a reverse hot tub.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in undie soup.
Undie soup.
Day after day.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
With toe water and undie juices in it.
Yeah. Toe water and undie juices. Band name I call it.
Speaking of toe water, Brittany, what's your Roman Empire?
My Roman Empire, I mean, I probably have two. I would say, you know, Bigfoot.
100%.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. She's always, thinking
about Bigfoot.
Where Bigfoot is and what Bigfoot's doing.
But the most obscure one is probably the World's Fair.
Yeah.
Back in the day, the World's Fair, it was just amazing.
I'll just be sitting in the living room playing video games, and she'll be like, "Do you know that in the 1973 World's Fair?" Like, just out of, without her phone in front of her.
Yeah.
This is a fact I recall about the 1973 World's Fair.
Yeah.
Time travelers.
Yeah, that's where we got the Space Needle.
Yeah, exactly.
That is where we got the Space Needle.
Yeah. That's cool. I didn't know that.
And Melrose Place.
Hey.
I don't know about that one.
And bagels.
Bagels.
With everything on them.
The everything bagel.
Yeah, specifically.
I'm just wondering, like, why we don't have them anymore. You know? Like, it was such a cool...
Now we have stupid crap like the Olympics.
I wouldn't call the Olympics stupid.
Or like Comic-Con.
Comic-Con's amazing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What are you talking about? Maybe that's the new World's Fair. My World War II lately, my World War II Roman Empire, has been the Night Witches. Are you familiar with the Night Witches?
No. It's a metal band, isn't it?
It is a song by a metal band.
Okay.
Sabaton has a song called Night Witches, which is about the real Night Witches.
Okay.
The Night Witches were the first all-female military pilots in the 20th century to engage an enemy directly in combat.
Let's go.
During World War II, the pilots weren't the only women, and I'm reading off of Wikipedia.
I was going to say, why are you reading?
To summarize, no, because I need to organize my
thoughts.
This
is your Roman Empire. It should be up here.
My Roman Empire is the fact that nobody talks about them. They were Soviet Air Force fighter pilots who were responsible for holding back the German Luftwaffe. Maybe you've heard of them. The German Air Force was formidable, but it couldn't advance over the northern part of Europe because of these women who got in their fighter pilot role, got in jets, and fought German, like, super soldiers in the sky.
Do a barrel roll. Yeah, do a barrel roll.
That's awful.
Do they know that they were called Night Witches?
Yeah, that was the nickname that they were given.
That they were given.
Yeah, the Night Witches.
It just makes me want to watch Sisu again.
Right, Sisu. Right,
Sisu!
I want to see the Night Witches like movie. Like, yep. That would be a cool movie to see about these women who had to overcome all the normal adversity, but then the male pilots just died off.
How many?
They're like, how much adversity you got left in you now?
How many of them were there?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Come on. This is your Roman Empire.
It's a new topic for me. I got through all of the tank battle stuff in my mind, and now I'm moving on to the air battle stuff.
Yeah, but can you believe that in the Colosseums, they just threw out bread and the people were just happy?
You get to see people die and eat.
That's bananas that they're like, I'm happy with my government. Wait, so I get to watch people murder each other and I get you gave me a piece of bread.
It's called the UFC. We do the same thing now.
Yeah.
You can get a cheeseburger for $1.
You gotta pay to play, baby. You gotta get in there.
I saw a video recently about how they built the aqueducts through the mountains.
Oh yeah.
And tunneled through the mountains at slope.
Aliens.
It's bananas that people thought of things back then.
Which would be difficult for people to do today.
Yeah.
Build a tunnel miles and miles long through a mountain that maintained the slope required to bring enough water to an entire city.
It wasn't just that, but they did it in ways that control the temperature of the water being delivered.
Yeah, there you go. Greg's like, on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's deep.
Was there cryotherapy?
They did use lead pipes.
Yummy. Okay,
so which is
made them crazy.
Made them crazy. That's what I'm saying. Lead poisoning.
But they knew about
it. Had a great bath yesterday.
They knew about lead poisoning, though.
Yeah.
And as long as the water moved fast enough, the lead particles don't contaminate the water, and there's filtration.
Right.
It's not wild. How did they know about lead poisoning, but then like in the 50s?
Because they made
years and years of testing.
Did we forget?
Lead cups, and they're like, drink out of this, my lord. Only the lead cups for my lord. And then my lord's like, yesterday.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Is this really the appropriate music for this?
It so is.
I'm playing you out.
Oh.
That's good. Well, we're not a Roman Empire podcast. When last we left the Shumfalo Five, they were leaving an art gala in the Fancy Fancy Pants district of Alkenstar. Yep.
We messed up an elevator.
Messed up an elevator a little bit.
We ruined that elevator.
The Capital District. One of the skyscrapers of the Capital District. The elevator has been destroyed again. Bumped into another tenant in the building who was like, oh, looks like the elevator needs maintenance again. Apparently this happens. And then I think you were on your way back to the Bullet and Barrel just to recap and finish out the evening.
Yeah, because the next day we have
a public hanging
to attend.
Oh, yeah.
Or stop.
Did we find tickets to that, too?
Well, it's public.
Just kidding.
So
it was a joke.
VIP.
Yeah.
Box seats.
Yeah, box seats.
You have box seats to the hanging.
Is it free bread?
Mr. Ranji. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody in Alkenstar is happy.
Free bread.
Watch a man get hanged.
We got rye. We got sourdough. Get your marble rye.
And strawberry jam.
This reminds me of on TikTok, there's this thing going around where women are asking their husbands to do their best, like, hot dog in the stadium, yeah. Like, seller call. Have you heard this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get Scott to do it, and he was like,
I didn't bite on it.
Yeah,
I know when she's been on TikTok.
I was recording
because
it.
What I hear from the other room, I hear this, like, and then she comes running in the room with her phone out, and she goes, hey, give me your best hot dog seller. And I'm like, come buy your hot dogs here?
And she's like, oh, and you don't come with the energy, and it's disappointing. So
I know it's a TikTok crap. Well, we got Jordan with some TikTok silliness.
Yeah, we did.
That was fun. Name a woman.
My life.
She did that to me. And I was like, Brittany Hoffman.
He said it like scientific.
See?
Smart.
I pronounced every extra syllable in her name, though.
Brittany Hoffman.
Brittany Hoffman.
Yeah. If you ask my mom, that's how you pronounce it. So.
Yeah. Your mom's wrong, even though she named you.
Brittany?
She's Brittany.
Well, I can't say it any other way now.
Right?
Brittany.
It's so fancy.
Brittany. It's time for tea.
Because in America, we just say Brittany.
Yeah. She doesn't like Brittany. That.
I didn't name you Brittany. I've heard her say that before.
I know.
I've just always said Brittany.
Brittany. B-R-I-N-Y.
Brittany.
Soft
Brittany.
Now, when we go to Mexico,
they hit them T's hard in Mexico. Brittany.
But don't they Brit? Brit?
Yeah, they do.
It's Brittany.
And you're Escot.
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 You're definitely an Ascot.
There's an E. There's an E in the front and the long O.
Hey, I'm here all week.
You're not allowed to do that for him. If we're going to do this bit, we're going to keep it going. I'm not even going to look at him. You know what's funny is that apparently Duvall's been doing a bit this whole time, 82 episodes or 81 episodes, where he's like counter to whatever I do or say.
What are you talking about?
It's like a bit. See? Only thing is, I wasn't in on the bit, and so I had to be in therapy for the last year. They think my friends hate me. So I'm in on the bit now, I guess.
There must be balance in the force. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a bit. And I was like, huh?
He cries every day after our
every
recording.
Day after we record. I'm like, they don't like me.
We do. We love you. And you're the GM.
Yeah. It's our job.
No,
my
I
job,
get it.
My job is to antagonize.
And yeah. I just don't. I feel less and less about what I, you know, do to you guys now. Like, there's less and less concern.
Good.
About what happens to your characters.
Bring it.
Anyway.
What was that? Gauntlet?
Well, you play by the rules, and the dice decide,
that's
right?
That's right.
Dice of Thunder.
Time for the dice to decide a few things. How do you all want to approach this situation you're in? It's the evening, so you're going to have a full rest, so you can do the whole rest and prepare and heal yourselves all the way up to full for the next day, and then you've got a public hanging to scout. So how do you want to handle this? You know the location is the old bridge, which is on map of Alkenstar. I'll ping the map for you guys so you know exactly where it is. There's a pair of bridges that go across the Ustrati River that lead from Smokeside, specifically from the Ferris Quarter, which is where the Bolt and Barrel Saloon is, and they go across to the Auburn District, which is where the Temple of Bri is. So it's a bridge you've probably already crossed, because I think you crossed it to get to the Temple of Bri from Kosawana's workshop.
Yep.
Have we talked to Phoebe about this Wrangle guy yet? We haven't, right? Because we haven't been back yet.
It's Rangile.
Rangile. Wrangle? It's probably Wrangle.
Wrangle?
I like Rangile.
Rangile.
Because it's spelled with the G-Y-L, and no one knows how to pronounce that.
It's Rangile.
French. Rangile.
It's Rangile.
Rangile.
Rangile. He's French. I would like to scout. No, you know, I was going to say I'd like to scout the area, but what I think I'd rather do is go to the closest Shield Marshal hub.
Outpost?
Yeah, outpost, and ask some questions.
Autograph one of your wanted posters while you're there?
I was going to say.
Oh my gosh.
Just curious.
I framed Roger Rabbit. That's what I... Yeah.
Maybe in disguise.
I would have to be disguised. Yeah. But I wanted to ask questions about Rangeel.
I was thinking along the similar lines, except I was thinking we should try to find Dash to find out more about Rangeel.
Where are you going
to
find Dash?
You guys did do some investigations about Dash during downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a mule.
You found out that he was a cattle rustler who moves goods. Yeah. A mule is very suggestive. But
that's what I have written in my notes.
Yeah, that's a lot shorter of a description than a smuggler of goods for the right price.
Sure.
Mule.
Yeah, mule.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Why? What?
No, I don't know. I'm learning today that my wife knows a lot about smuggling.
Wow. I wouldn't say a lot. Just
more than me.
Okay. I think we found your new
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire. My new Roman Empire. What is this woman doing when I'm not here?
Making money.
Why is there all of a sudden $10,000 in my bank account?
Shh, don't worry about
it. We don't talk about that.
No, it's fine.
If you don't ask no questions, there won't be no answers.
I'm going to roll it over into Bitcoin. It's fine.
I dig it. Well, what would you like to do? You certainly
have to do.
I was just busting your chops. You guys can put on a disguise and go and talk to a shield marshal.
And
first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So we cannot search for Dash.
You can. You can continue to do that.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that.
We don't know where he is. But we know
what you know is that Lovelace was trying to find Dash.
Mm-hmm.
And Dash is a known associate of Rangeel, mm-hmm. who's being executed for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's what you know. But through the investigation of Lovelace's books and everything like that, this was somebody who was part of Lovelace's cover-up of Pyronite. Those three names were all part of Lovelace's bigger plan. You found out that Christia Tombin is a wealthy noblewoman who's been donating money to the shield marshals that they're using to buy weaponry,
mm-hmm.
and is the financial backer of some sort of
bill,
political bill,
law
that they're trying to pass that will require conscription for the citizens of Alkenstar, and it's not very popular because they have sufficient protection in place with the shield marshals combined with the Maw of Rovagug and the gunworks. There is a literal cannon that can protect the entire country because it can shoot for miles and miles and miles, and it's a known entity, right? So the general population of Alkenstar was like, well, why would we want to be conscripted when it's not necessary? That's
right.
The general feedback that you got from the gala about the bill. So Christia Tombin doesn't seem to be involved in any of these nefarious plots that Angelique Lovelace is involved in.
No, it doesn't seem that way.
Doesn't seem that way. And you guys talked to her for a while and did some good diplomacy checks and some perception rolls to check for lies, you know, that kind of stuff. And you rolled pretty high. So you're confident that her involvement is what you know. All right?
Yeah. She seemed kind of oblivious to
Kind of Lovelace was just using her for her political pawn.
So in the same vein, you've got this Rangeel Faruza who's being accused of murder and is being sentenced to hang for it. And then a known associate of Rangeel that is still at large, who you know is a cattle rustler.
That makes me want to go to where do we do the rodeo and ask questions about it there?
Oh, yeah.
The Longhorn Lounge, yeah.
That seems like it'd be a good place to start.
So is Dash moving supplies to make Pyronite for Lovelace? And did Rangeel find out and then, you know, didn't want to be involved and now he's being silenced?
Or, like you being framed for, like, he didn't really murder somebody. Right. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I mean, we're being framed for all kinds of stuff, so it's not...
Well, that's why I want to get more information about Rangeel, is what's the connection between Rangeel and Lovelace? How is Rangeel involved in this whole Pyronite situation with Lovelace?
Yeah.
How do we find that out?
I'm going to ask questions.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we have two options if we go with both ideas. One, if we do disguises, we can go speak to the shield marshals and ask for information about why is he being hanged? How did he get caught murdering somebody,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera. The other option is we hunt down Dash and get his side of the story. As Rangeel's friend, he'll have some inside details of what really happened.
I just don't know where we go to get information on where Dash is.
Got a roll?
I have one correction.
Oh,
sure.
Faruza's a merchant, a river merchant, not a rancher.
That's right. I was like, I don't remember anything about a rancher.
Thank you.
River merchant, which would have been how maybe another avenue for Pyronite stuff or something to get smuggled in.
Yeah. Sure. maybe they're working together or were working together. Dash was moving things on land and then bring Jill.
He was moving things by air, though. That's the real question.
I see.
By airship?
Yeah.
You could put a lot inside of Blimpskin.
You could.
You can fit a lot inside Blimpskin. The blimpier it is, the more you can fit in there.
Well, I'm letting you guys cook.
Okay.
So we go for Shield Marshals first
Shield
or Dash?
Marshal.
Dash. Shield, I was saying, yeah, because it's not a Longhorn Lounge situation. I was a little excited about
so
that.
So the hanging is at noon, and you can go to the Shield Marshals.
Noon tomorrow.
No, it's nighttime as you leave the ball.
Okay.
Tomorrow is, like, the next day so is like when the hanging is.
12 hours-ish?
I don't even know if you have that much time.
Ooh, right. Okay.
I have an idea.
Late night.
What's your idea?
Since it's night and we have a little bit of time, can I commune with the river, like with Ustrasila, through the river and try to find something out about Ringel since he was a river merchant?
Yeah.
Dang,
that's what I want to try.
Okay.
Brittany
came to play.
Then as a downtime activity in the morning after you guys do your rest for the night, you have a couple of hours before you need to make your way to the bridge if you want to stop this hanging. If you don't, then you let it happen and you try to investigate another way. That's fine. But it seems like talking to Rangeal is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know that you don't know where he's being held.
No.
So you just know that he's scheduled for execution. Roll a nature check, Brittany.
Nature check. Should I use my new dice?
Yeah.
Of course.
Let's see. I got a 32.
Ooh.
32?
Yes.
With a 32, you talk me through what this looks like
so
in your mind.
So Luton goes and sits by the riverbank. She taps into her connection with Gozre and tries to glean information. She puts her feet in the river.
Okay.
And she's just trying to gather information and that way.
Just some river osmosis of knowledge type of a thing?
Right.
Okay. Do you say any prayers to Gozre or to Ustrasila?
By the tide and the tempest, give me knowledge.
Ooh. Yeah.
Amen.
As the water of the river is lapping across your feet, you feel the current pulling from one direction.
Baby, you light up.
Oh, jeez.
Like nobody else.
Like that?
Exactly.
Did I finish it
you
right?
Did. You all did. You right. Did perfect.
The waves start to work their way up your legs. Your tiny little bebe legs. Right? They're like 6 inches long. And it's like a kind of like a capillary effect where the water is seeping up your body instead of down. You know, you get out of the shower or the tub, and when you dry off, the water goes down. Imagine that happening in reverse.
Gravity.
Cool.
Where the water is working in the opposite direction. Yeah, gravity. Imagine the opposite of gravity.
Okay, no gravity.
Yeah, or ungravity. I don't know.
Reverse gravity.
We got to move on from this. Okay. But that's what's happening. And you can feel a throbbing, like a pulse in the water. But it's not yours. It's some other force acting against you. And you can feel it interacting with you. And a whisper on the wind brings the information that you seek. And you hear a whispering voice tell you, Rangiel, the merchant, regular traveler up my waters, always kind to the environment. And that's all you hear.
I knew it.
Okay, so he's innocent.
Let's go save him.
He's innocent of punching water.
He's innocent of being cruel to the river.
Yeah.
And
in Luton's mind.
and regularly travels the waters.
Okay.
Up and down the Estrada.
Okay.
That's kind of like...
He's known by the river.
What I was trying to figure out is he a good guy and we need to stop this hanging?
Yeah.
Or can we talk to him? If he's a bad guy, can we just talk to him before he's hanged? But yeah, I'm trying to gather information like that.
Yeah, let's do both.
Does the river feel like he's been wrongly accused?
The river does not have an opinion about that.
Okay. I've been wrongfully accused.
The river knows that he's never...
Leslie Nielsen. No,
he's
okay.
Never offended the balance of nature.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regular traveler.
Regular traveler of the water and doesn't abuse the water.
He doesn't litter.
Doesn't dump garbage, doesn't...
Throw trash cans off the Fox Bridge.
That's an oddly specific reference.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I can tell you where you can find the evidence.
Oh, my God.
I got the shovels buried out back.
Horsehead Bay, baby.
I would advise you to stop talking.
As your lawyer.
As your representative.
As your legal counsel, I advise you to stop talking. Do you have any other questions for the river?
I'm thinking.
River, what's your Roman Empire?
I often think about how long the fish are. Why are they so long? Why aren't fish wide?
That's deep.
Does the river know what he was moving up and down the river?
Ooh, nope. Good one.
Okay.
Nope, because it never went into the river.
It never had a reason to ask.
Right.
Ask the river if he can win alone.
What?
Can the river tell me anything about...
What's his cross-up jump shot game like?
intentions, moving up and down. What was like the purpose?
It always seemed regular and repetitive.
How
like
about
he
where,
followed a schedule.
Like a poop.
How about where he came from? Like, where was the other side?
Where, we know where did he come in and where did he get out?
So where did he come from? Where did he go?
Like, that's a really good question. And
good. Thanks,
the river
Grace.
Starts at Lake Ustrati.
Yep.
And then filters all the way out into the Obari Ocean.
That doesn't mean he started at Lake Ustrati, though.
He has traveled the entire length of it, making stops along the way in Martell, at the gunworks, or all the way at the coast to deliver goods out the eastern coast of the Mana Wastes.
Mm.
Actually, that ends up in Quantium. That ends up all the way in Nex.
So he's
rode the river all the way into Nex and back before.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Dang.
The track of the Ustrati River goes from Lake Ustrati through past Martell, through Alkenstar, through the middle of Alkenstar, and then it turns north and goes up into Nex and empties out in Quantium. The trick being that the screw is in the middle of Alkenstar, that giant Archimedes screw that operates like a locks, where people can go up and down the river, up and down Alken Falls by using the screw. But the screw adds a significant amount of time to the trip.
Yeah.
The river would impart all this information to you, because the falls are very, you know...
Folly.
Very dangerous, so...
Okay.
I like the questions.
A good thumbs up from Jordan. That was good.
I think that's all I have. Okay.
Greg?
Yes.
You're going to... Speak with the shield marshals.
Yeah, this is the hard thing, is that, like, who am I going to be, like, disguised as? And I think I would like to be disguised as a person who is sent on behalf of Trieta... I can never remember the mayor's name.
Trieta Rissia.
Rissia.
Yeah. So you just want to dress as some sort of noble slash public official slash courier.
Yeah, and I already got, like, a little bit of... I got the noble...
Can you remind Gale how the Hat of Disguise works?
Well, the Hat of Disguise is an illusionary. It's a spell, basically, cast, and it's an illusionary spell. Let me pull it up so I can tell you exactly what it says.
I'm assuming you're going to use it to aid this.
Because it's not like a combat situation, yes.
Yeah.
I don't like to use it if someone's going to be touching you, because if they touch you, it has a higher chance of failing and being discovered. You activate it. It takes a minute to activate. And you cast the illusory disguise spell, which is you create an illusion that causes the target to appear as another creature of the same body type, body shape, and with roughly similar height and weight.
Okay.
It's typically good enough to hide their identity, but not to impersonate a specific individual. So it could be like general.
You're not trying to impersonate a specific individual. The only catfolk that you've seen in Alkenstar, other than the merchant, Giweth,
mm-hmm.
and the bouncer... For the Bullet and Barrel Saloon.
Yeah.
So, of the three Amarin in that city, only one of them is on a wanted poster.
Sure.
Do you wish to use the Hat of Disguise?
Wait, and it's typically good enough to hide their identity, but not to impersonate a specific individual.
Right, but
so I'm not trying
one
to do...
sentence back.
You create an illusion that causes the target to appear as another creature of the same body shape and with roughly similar height
and weight.
As another
creature. So a human, or a dwarf, or a troll.
Yeah, it doesn't say I have to be another Amarin.
Right.
A troll?
No, trolls are large. My bad.
My voice changes and my appearance changes, but
it's
not
up
my
to you.
Mannerisms.
I'm just want to make sure that if we use the Hat of Disguise, that we mechanically use it correctly.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Held items are unaffected. Yeah.
I think you should go in there looking like Kairos.
And sounding like him.
Yeah.
Pass me that box. Let me just read this other piece real quick. Counts as setting up a disguise for impersonate. Use of deception, so it would be impersonation.
Right.
It ignores any circumstance penalties the target might take for disguising itself as a dissimilar creature. So it gives a plus four
stat.
It should
be like if I was a human and I was trying to appear as an elf.
Without
this hat, it would be hard.
Right. Gives a plus four status bonus to deception checks to prevent others from seeing through the disguise and lets the target add its level to such deception checks even if untrained.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. Okay.
So walk me through what this all looks like.
So all this looks like is I would be dressed as a disguise as a noble who is sent on from Trieta Resia. I don't know why I call her Receipt.
It's okay.
It's Receipt.
Receipt. But I would go to the Shield Marshal hub.
Yep.
And ask for I need to gather information to report back about certain crimes. So I'm like on a crime survey.
Right.
And so okay. I'm asking, hey, who I know that there's a scheduled hanging, and I'm here to gather information.
Before we do any of that conversation, I need to know what your deception skill bonus is.
Plus 13.
I'm going to roll a secret check.
Ooh.
Which is related to Darn Iru's impersonation that he's doing here. Okay.
And I get the plus four and my level.
Did you go by yourself? Did Darn Iru go by himself?
Wait, where's all this made up crap come from? Sorry.
No, it said at the end of the spell.
This is what I needed to know. You see, you have this
bad habit of
reading like only 80%.
No, I said the target.
Or maybe it's a good habit.
It ignores any circumstance penalties the target might take for disguising itself as a dissimilar creature.
Right.
Gives a plus four status bonus to deception checks to prevent others from seeing through the disguise.
Perfect.
And lets the target add its level to such deception checks even if untrained.
Awesome.
So I did say that.
Well, you already get your level added to your deception checks because you're trained.
Okay.
But you get a plus four. So your 13 goes to 17.
Hot.
Right. I have a perception DC already picked out for this.
Yep.
Because I know what the Shield Marshal perception DC is. So I'm going to roll this in secret.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how this goes.
Okay.
Plus 17.
Plus 17.
Okay.
All right.
We may now begin your role play.
Yes.
And Jordan shot out a question. Did you go by yourself? That's up to you guys.
Anybody to go with me.
If you want to go with Greg or not. That's up to you.
Nope.
Duval's shaking his head. Is Varg going?
Yes.
All right.
Nice.
Are you also wearing a hat of disguise?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Just poo-pooing all over your plan over here. I like
Absolutely.
He's my bodyguard.
Okay. So what's your deception?
It is also plus 13.
Oh, and so another plus 17 to this roll that I will make in secret.
Hopefully one of us rolled good.
Okay.
Both of us rolled good.
So you're both nobles.
Yes.
Right. All right.
With disguised appearances and voices.
Yeah, what do your disguised appearances look like?
Mine looks like official garbs from anyone who works.
Like a courier?
Yeah. Specifically.
What about Varg?
A courier's assistant.
Okay, awesome.
You're huge. I mean, you're...
I've learned the rules.
He's
normal.
He's medium. Normal. Yeah. I know, we joke about how big Varg is.
He's 7'11".
But that's body shaming, let's be honest.
No, it's not. It's just facts.
Just facts.
Yeah.
Comes for the person who's actually 7'11".
He's a maximized medium creature.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. All right. You show up at the nearest Shield Marshal outpost to the Bullet and Barrel Saloon.
Yes. Or to the bridge where the hanging's happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Well, those are the same thing because the Bullet and Barrel is not too far from the bridge.
Perfect.
And it's 9 a.m., which is when the, public front desk officer shows up and they open the doors to the public. You have to wait in line a little while to get to that, front desk.
Uh-huh.
And are there, ticket scalpers for the hanging?
No, there's people in front of you that are, they're making complaints about different things, filing reports with the Shield Marshals.
Okay.
My clockwork servant was stolen.
How far back in line are we?
You guys are third in line.
I walk into the front of the line and cut everyone.
Okay, very good. I need you to roll either a diplomacy or an intimidation check, please.
Not an arrogance, I'm sent on official business check?
You get to pick one of those two things to sell your...
So you said which two do I get to choose?
Diplomacy or intimidation, however way it is.
I'm not trying to be intimidating,
Style you're using to cut the line here.
I would say...
So diplomacy.
I would say diplomacy, right.
I will aid.
Yep, you can aid this assistant to the courier.
He says.
This is going to be fun. Keep it spicy over there, big guy.
15 total.
Okay. That's horrible.
That's an aid?
Yeah, it's an aid.
Yeah. So I get plus one from him, right? Yeah,
unfortunately, you do.
Okay, so... Oh, sweet. I rolled a natty 16 plus 14, so 30.
Okay. The other citizens that are in line waiting to file their complaints see your garb and sort of fall, hush, and naturally back up to let you to the front of the line with your assistant in tow, who stumbles along behind you.
I turn back and look at the line. I do apologize for my impedance on your official business, but I am here on much more important official business. I do apologize.
Yeah, clearly. Some protesting, but they let you up to the front.
Sweet.
You get to the front bench. That's like this elevated desk, and there is a human man behind the desk, and he says, welcome to the Shield Marshal Outpost. I'm Marshal Sinclair. What can I do for you, sir?
My good man. And he pauses for a moment and pulls a handkerchief out and starts like wiping his hands off like they're filthy and he's trying to get the dirt off his hands. We are here on very official business, and I need to speak to your supervisor just regarding Trieta Rasia and her business with you guys. You fellows.
What do you mean, supervisor?
Who is in charge of this outpost?
I'm in charge of this front desk. I can help you with whatever your inquiry is, sir. Could you just please state what you need?
We need...
I want to make sure I get you the right person.
All of the information about this upcoming hanging that is happening on this bridge nearby very shortly today.
Ah, well, if you'd like... If you
dilly dilly.
And when you say that, he glances over and squints at your assistant. And then
Pay no mind.
And then he
know your place. Back.
First of all, can I get your name?
Yes, it is Charles the Third Landervander. Important that the third is after my first name because my last name is not the third.
The marshal is writing this down in his logbook, and your assistant's name?
I am, sir, Wallace and Gromitus, sir.
You said Wallace and Gromitus?
Indeed.
Huh.
Indeed.
It's Roman.
And how do I spell that?
My assistant Gomac will tell you how to spell that.
We don't allow goblins in here to spell things for us. I'm going to need you to spell it for me.
You're not calling me out on this.
From my logbook.
No, we're
Wallace and Gromitus.
You got it. It's spelled how it sounds. I'm
trying to make a record here from a logbook. I'm going to need you to spell the name.
Oh, God.
W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
Wallace?
And Gromitus.
Is that like an E-N or an N and an apostrophe?
A-N-D.
Okay.
And that's as much as I know how to spell it, so.
You have to excuse my assistant. He is not as schooled as most of us have the privilege of being.
That's great. It's so good.
Well.
Wallace.
What is yours, Lavender Dender? Or?
No, my name is Charles the Third Landervender. Thank you. Remember this name; it is very important.
God. Well, Mr. Landervander, and while it's my pleasure to help you, I think that, well, you should probably speak to one of our investigators about the quality of the personnel. And he, without even being subtle, head motions over to Wallace and Gromitus. There's certain services we provide folks of your standing for free in order to make sure you're not being taken advantage of, if you understand my meaning. And he stares Wallace and Gromitus right in the face.
Aww.
What would you like to know about this hanging? It's a gentleman by the name of Foruza, some former river merchant. That's what I've got written down here in my log.
Yes, it appears. Let me bring my less Darnayru voice out of who I was for a second. We have heard that he's wanted for murder, and that is why he's being hanged. Is this correct?
That is what I have written down here, yes.
Do we know the charges that who he was accused of murder?
The charges of murder still.
I'm sorry, the accused. Who is he? Who did he murder?
He murdered another river merchant, is what I have written down here in my book. A gentleman by the name of Babalui Bingo Bopper.
Wow.
Make him spell
it. That is a lot of B's. How do you spell
that? Well, he's a gnome.
He's a gnome. That actually tracks.
Babalui Bingo Bopper? Yeah, I don't have to spell that for you. I'm not legally obligated.
Who led the investigation?
Oh, it was Angelique Lovelace. Mm. She's our most decorated shield marshal.
That she is, and we trust her dearly, do we not?
Indeed.
My assistant.
Indubitably.
Again, another sideways glance and a shake of the head.
I do apologize for him.
What is Wallace and Gromit is doing wrong?
A lot. Everything.
Significant amount of wrong.
He's being.
You know that sometimes you get to choose who works for you, and sometimes they are appointed you.
It would seem. It would seem we may have something in common. And when he says that, he looks at the office behind him, and there's just some Tweedledum in that office. Let's just say, if there was a verb, the verb would be Wallace and Gromiting.
Oh, man.
You got shrewd.
Shade.
Well, maybe it would be a good thing if my associate spoke with your associate.
Oh, I'd love for you to leave him here.
And step them away for a moment. And we can just continue
to talk.
There's
a lot that needs to happen here. And if you give me permission to take this gentleman into custody, we will gladly investigate his entire life.
Oh, no.
In order to keep you safe. As a courier for the Duchess.
Well, the Duchess is the one who appointed this person with me, so I do not know that I can forfeit him to you.
Well, think it over.
I will definitely consider that and keep eyes in the back of my head. So Lovelace led the investigation. This is good.
She certainly did.
She would have left no stone unturned.
There was a preponderance of evidence showing that this murder was a clear-cut crime.
And she found all this evidence. Did she put this evidence anywhere?
She put it in an evidence lockup.
Is that on this facility or another?
No, it's down somewhere in the Marshal's vaults. Let me take a quick look at something. And he reaches over for another logbook, and I need you to roll a perception check. Both of you.
Rolling a perception. Not a good one. I only rolled a 20 total.
It is 22 for me.
All right. You don't notice anything odd as he reaches over and peruses through the logbook. Yeah, evidence was processed. All Angelique Lovelace, the chain of custody is all fine and good. Why are you asking so many details here? This sort of thing happens all the time with murderers.
The Duchess is now taking a new survey of all of the murders, and I'm just reporting back and being obedient.
Well, there you go. I don't have too much more info for you. What else do you need to know?
Is this the first encounter with the law this Rangeel Feruza has had?
As far as I can tell, yes, but it only takes one murder to get yourself neck stretched.
I couldn't agree more. Just wanted to see if there was any associates of this murderer that we may be able to track down as well.
Well, now you're investigating a crime with him?
Perhaps, but I cannot say much more.
Fair enough, but I don't have any other names written down here.
So there's no other associates that we can get from the Shield Marshal?
Not in this record.
Did we get... I don't think... I'm not playing footsies with you. I'm just trying to get that dice off your foot.
Sad.
The Shield Marshal was disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think... Like, I can't think of what I would ask.
Ghosts? Yeah. I flirt with ghosts all the time. That's my Roman Empire.
What else would I need to ask to get more information about Rangeel?
Did you just ask me how to metagame this situation?
No, I'm speaking out loud.
He's talking out loud.
Okay, okay.
Tell me what question it is that I'm not asking to get an advantage here.
Not an advantage, to know even what to do next. I know when the person's going to be hanged.
That's
good.
Did you
roll a deception check?
It's hilarious. No one has rolled a perception check to determine. No, there was that. No, I did ask them to just roll a perception check.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try to break him out.
From the hanging?
Yeah, let's do it.
Where is he stored? Where are they keeping him?
Yeah, where's he stored at?
That's a good question.
What closet are they keeping him in?
Voices from the nether have advised you.
It's just a team thing here.
I know, I'm kidding.
My good sir, the last question I believe that I have for today that the Duchess would like to know is, where are you holding him? Where are you holding Rangeel?
Yes, well, that information's not even privy to the Duchess. You see, this is Alcastar, friend, as you no doubt know. Those who run afoul of the law often have a lot of friends, and we keep that information so well guarded that I don't even know where he is truthfully.
Can I roll a deception check on that, though?
Yeah.
He's probably going to be like, telling the truth. Natty 14 plus 14, 28.
Okay.
15 total.
Yeah. He is not being deceptive.
Okay. So he really doesn't know where Rangeel's being held, and I don't know any other way to find that, so... I take the handkerchief back out of my pocket, wipe my hands, and then extend my hand out to do a handshake.
He extends his hand out, shakes your hand.
Thank you very much, sir. This will be all.
Extends his hand.
He doesn't even acknowledge you.
Dang it.
My associate, come with me. We must leave this place.
Yes, sir.
Please walk in front of me.
Yes, sir.
That's smart. You should keep that fellow right where you can see him.
I appreciate
something's
your...
not right.
I appreciate your advice. And all then we right. walk out.
You guys leave. I rolled a 17 on Darnayru's deception to impersonate, which would give him a 34.
Yeah.
Which is a critical success.
Nice.
And I rolled a 5 for Varg Kinbiter.
Oh,
who got a 22 total, which is a failure.
That's why you were doing wrong.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why you were feeling like you were doing it wrong.
That's great.
Because he knew.
The fun behind secret checks.
That's awesome.
Has been revealed.
Secret checks.
So I don't feel like we get, I mean, I don't feel like we gained too much more information.
Dang it. Well, we know he's, there's a, that Angelique Lovelace did.
Was the one who did the investigation, which would be easy for her to plant whatever evidence she wants. Yeah.
And he murdered Bobaloo Bingle Bopper?
Yep.
Allegedly.
I am amazed you remembered that.
In the, she wrote it down.
Did you really?
I wrote it down.
Oh, wow.
That's the,
I don't know if I wrote it down right, but that was...
That's the name attached to the crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have less than 2 hours before the hanging at this point.
So that's what I did in the morning.
There's
did
a lot
you guys
of travel that happens because you're all walking around on foot. It's not like yeah. these buildings yeah. are all next door to
How
each other.
How close are we to the Bullet and Barrel?
The Bullet Barrel, the bridge, and this the riverbank, the Shield Marshal Station are all within like an hour's walking distance of each other.
And we have 2 hours?
You have a couple hours left. You have enough time to do a short activity that you'd like to cram in before... sprinting to the hanging to stop it, if that's what you want to do.
I mean,
it seems like that's where you guys are headed, but
I would like to, so before we ask the dude who was rude to Wallace and Gromitus,
I think he was appropriately
because of the secret check. I know. He was sus.
Varg's makeup was not covering his big furry body all that well. He was wearing like a powdered wig, and he had like white face paint and rosy red cheeks.
That's how I pictured it.
That's great. Yeah. I can see it.
Not very sus.
I was going to do some exploring or investigating and kind of see where this dude was being held because I had a feeling in my gut that he was innocent.
All right.
But since we know that we don't know where he is, I would like to use the guidance cantrip.
There are some checks that you can make to try to determine where he's being held.
Oh, I want to do that then.
Yeah.
And just because that shield marshal
the
didn't
guidance
know,
cantrip,
doesn't mean you can't know.
You can use this before you begin your investigation. I believe the kind of depends on what the length of the cantrip is. Like, what's the duration? It's an hour?
No. You ask for guidance from supernatural entities granting the target me a +1 status bonus to attack roll, perception, saving throws, skill check.
Yep.
The target attempts before the duration ends. The target chooses which roll to use the bonus.
What's the duration?
Either way, the target is then temporarily immune for 1 hour, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's 6 seconds. It lasts until your next turn.
Yeah, you can't use guidance for this to do an long.
Until the next turn.
I would need like a 10-minute duration or something like that.
All right, well, then I'll do some checks.
Yeah, so you can roll Alkenstar lore. You can roll diplomacy. You can roll society.
It's going to be diplomacy.
Okay. To try to hobnob your way around town and gather info.
Yeah, figure out where this dude is.
How many underworld lore, if you want to use underworld contacts, any of those.
I don't have any of those left. Okay. So...
diplomacy?
Yeah, how many of these do I get?
One.
Okay. Because Brittany got to tell a whole like water story, and then he got to do a whole powdered wig bid.
All off of one check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I'm happy to do with you as well, but I'm going to need your check first.
I'm giving you a hard time.
I know. I'm on the bit now, and I don't care for it.
Freaking frack. 15.
15 total.
Total.
You spend a little bit of time trying to determine where Rangiel is located. You're... going around town, maybe rubbing elbows with people. Hey, did you hear about the public hanging today?
Hey, did you hear about the public hanging today?
Or whatever. You know.
That was your Kairos?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Pretty close, I think.
That's pretty bad.
And people have mixed reactions as you speak to them. Yeah, of course, I'll be there. I love watching people die. And then others are like, what a barbaric practice. I can't believe the shield marshals are still doing this. They're obviously making an example. And you hear sort of different opinions. And you try to pry into, where do you think they're holding him? Where do you think the prisoner is? It just comes across a little bit like odd. No one really gives you any information.
Well, roll higher. Well,
did you roll a real die for that?
Always. This is what I shame. Do. This is what I do. It's a brand new die. It's a diehard die.
Oh, is that the one you got from the place?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah,
what's
awesome.
The name of that place again?
I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
Yeah, that's bad. I have a spell here called Augury.
Yes, you do have a spell
and
called Augury.
And it is a 10-minute time
cast
thing.
Time.
Yep. Yeah. And so I want to use it
okay.
to see ahead into the future about where they're taking him from, where okay. they're bringing him from to get Hang, because he doesn't just, you know, appear.
And if I remember correctly, augury has to do with the decision that you're about to make. And you get a result that says whether it's going to be a good result if you take an action, a bad result if you take an action, or a no result given.
If you're going to read the spell, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just reading the spell description.
Okay, well then. Then never mind. Continue. About.
If you have an action that you want to, you could use this. You could say, you just have to give me an action that you want to take.
I was going to say, if we wait, because it only is something as 30 minutes in the future.
Right.
So you could say, like, 30 minutes before we're going to attempt to save him from the hanging. Like, mm-hmm. are we going to be able to pull it off kind
yeah.
of thing?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think we should do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, okay. You can do that. Do you all assemble on the bridge before the hanging to do this?
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing else we wanted to do before the hanging, right? Because I was thinking, was there anything we could do to prepare to, like a Robin Hood situation?
Which Robin Hood? Is it Men in Tights?
No, the one with Kevin Costner where he saves Will Scarlet from the hanging?
Exactly.
Come I've on, only man. Seen the one. The,
shoots the arrow.
The dude's in tights.
It splits kind of. Saying, it right. hits a little bit, but and then he jumps down off some barrels and gets closer, and then he aims
Men in tights, slow motion.
And then it releases and it shows the arrow like flopping because it's in super slow-mo with a high-speed camera, and you can see the feathers flying off the... And then the arrow pierces, and it's like this horrible, horrible CGI from like the 90s.
Which fit
really
well
then. Of the arrow popping through a rope fit really well then. If you go and watch that scene today, you're like, oh my gosh. Why wouldn't they recreate that and then re-release it? Because this is a booté.
I'd rather watch the animated one.
I'd rather watch Men in Tights.
Little Hood.
Me too.
Robin Hood, Little John, running through the forest.
Jumping
fences, jump bars, and trees. Trying to get away.
Yeah. Laughing at the other head to sleep.
I didn't know Robin Hood took place in the country.
The cartoon does.
It does. In the English country.
You're our resident bow shooter there, Kairos. So it's going to be on you if we're going to be able to pull that off.
Well, deliverance. Here we come. So... Yeah, we want to know if we're going to be able to save this guy from getting his neck stretched as the colorful person.
So you cast augury. This is what you were doing?
That's for the PC version, but yeah.
Yeah. So I hear in my head when augury's happening.
That's the augury sound. Oh, that's it.
That's all we can afford.
Oh, that was about to get live up in bummer. Here. That's a masterpiece song right
there. This masterpiece. Ever since he was on Dancing with the Stars, you don't hear
He was
from
on
him.
Dancing with the Stars?
Season 2, baby.
That's when you
Who
hit
wants
the
to watch that?
I watched the crap out of that show a long time
that's
ago.
That's why.
When it was good. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Na-na, na-na.
He shuffled a lot. A lot of shuffling.
Of course he did.
You should look up clips of Master P on Dancing with the Stars. Phenomenal.
I am going to.
Because Lil Romeo was also on Dancing with the Stars. Master
Gross.
P's son.
It's a family affair.
And he like got second place or something.
Master P?
No, Lil Romeo. Master P got eliminated on the first night. It was pretty bad.
Gangsta don't dance.
Yeah. Right.
Gangsta boogie.
He shuffled a lot, though. It was great. Look at the clip. This is amazing.
That's pretty good.
I remember it. That's how amazing it was.
There you go, folks.
The augury spell goes out. You're going to be okay, big guy.
Okay.
The augury spell goes out. And is there a specific action you would like it to give you an answer for? Or is it just the general, could we save him?
Can we save him?
If we attempt to make an attempt to save?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You reach out into the tendrils of time and space and what could be and what is and what was, right? And you... As this spell is cast, Kairos, you see a bunch of potential futures popping out in front of you.
Cool.
Doctor Strange.
There's, 14,600 different options, right?
How many of those did
just
you win?
Just one. No, you win like half of them, honestly, because of the dice rolls that are involved. But that's the problem, is that you see everything go horribly wrong. You see a reality where Darnayru dies.
Ooh.
You see another reality where the Shield Marshal's escorting Rangiel Foruza up to the podium. I don't know what it's the hanging spot to be hung.
The stage.
Are ambushed by the Shumfalo Five, and it's successful. And you quickly abscond with this poor man and take him away. You see another iteration of the same exact events, only it doesn't go great. Your ambush fails, and Varg dies. and is left dead on the street.
Let's go with that one.
Yeah, I like that one. You see a potential future where everyone jumps into the water and makes this dramatic river-borne escape and they get away. So there's all these potential futures that are played out in front of you by casting the augury spell. And what you realize is there's so many unknown factors about these shield marshals that it's difficult to see the outcome. But you do gain some very useful information. You know, in all of these potential futures, there are only 3 shield marshals.
Yeah.
You know that they arrive on a stagecoach from the north side of the bridge. So you guys can take that information and do what you will with it. Also, in all of these scenarios, there's a huge crowd of about 100 to 150 people that is stationed outside of this public hanging to observe it.
That could be to our potential benefit. What's up?
It's time for another holdup.
That's why you were smiling over there. You want to hold up the stagecoach before it gets to the bridge.
Yeah, likewise, yep.
Because we know which direction it's coming from. We know there's going to be 3 shield marshals.
Yep.
Did he see any broken hearts in those augury visions?
Couldn't tell.
Okay.
Good question.
We know that since Loveless was in charge of the investigation, that it's probably we should rescue him, I think.
I'm 100% for stopping this hanging from happening.
Yeah. What information does he have?
That's what we need. We need him alive for that information. And he's a known associate of Dash, or Dash is a known associate of his, so that we could get information on Dash,
too. Well, it's time to make a decision on what to do.
I call it a heist, but I think a hold up. We stop the stagecoach before it gets to the bridge.
Yeehaw, okay. Baby.
So some stopping... like stopping in the street. Because you're saying maybe the crowd could be used to our advantage.
In our getaway.
I just don't want to put them in danger by, like, shooting off fire. Like, if we stop them before they get to the bridge, I think it would be better.
Okay.
And then we can maybe escape through the south.
Yeah. What's our exit? Oh, through the south. So they're coming from the north, and we're going to exit south?
Yeah.
They're coming from the north, and we're going to exit south.
Yeah. We stop them and then run past the bridge.
Wouldn't going south be where the people are?
Uh-huh. Well, that's the point. Use them as an escape.
Yeah.
Put your hood up and start praying with the rest of the monks. Ezio. Assassin's Creed style.
Yes.
Totally Ezio.
It's got my gold tooth tingling.
You need to get that looked at.
That's those lead pipes.
That's a condition.
Who wants to stand in the middle of the street and stop this thing while everyone else attacks it?
Well, I've got a map that I can take all of you to.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yay.
So we see here a bridge map. You see the stagecoach, and on it you see there are 3 shield marshals. 2 sitting up in the driver's seat, and then 1 standing on top of it in a guard position. Rangiel Foruza, not in sight. You assume he's inside the stagecoach, which would make a lot of sense, okay? What would you like to do? I mean, here it is. You see the guards. They're 100 or so feet away from you. They're coming onto the bridge. It's the perfect ambush position. The crowd's far away from you to the south with the hanging post. And the stagecoach is coming up. How does this go down?
I'm just going to take the lead here.
We had no plan.
Darnayru, I will choose to be the one to stand in the middle of the street to stop the stagecoach. So while everyone else is kind of hiding, ready to jump out and ambush, and stop me whenever you need to make me roll or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But my intent would be to... The cantrip message doesn't have a time it takes to cast.
It's instant. Yeah.
So I want to be communicating with all 3 of them, but in a way to try to intimidate them with the message by speaking to their mind. All
right.
So that's what I'm going to be doing. What are you guys going
to
be doing?
Yeah, I was going to give you a heroism. That's what I was thinking, to give him heroism, but I'm going to do something different.
Varg's going to be standing on the edge of the bridge, blending in like Assassin's Creed.
All right. So Varg positioned himself 10 feet away from the side of the stagecoach, just as if he's another onlooker waiting to go to the public hanging.
Kyra's be on the other side then.
Okay. They're creating a little choke point for these shield marshals to walk through.
Luton and Kal-El are going to move up next to Varg.
So Luton and Kal-El are up next to Varg. So you guys are...
We're blending in.
Waiting for this thing to get within 10 feet of you on the sides. And Darnayru is 30 feet out in front of it, standing in the middle of the road. One of the shield marshals at the driver's seat, as he pulls up to this scene, they start looking at the 3 heroes to the side, and I need all of you to roll deception checks to hide your intentions.
18 total.
17 total.
21 total.
18, 17, 21. Okay. And how does your intimidation of these shield marshals go? Because they have stopped the stagecoach now 30 feet away from you.
I reach my hand out, and my eyes do that little color flicker thing when I start to, like, use some of my psychic powers.
Okay.
And in their minds, they all hear, halt, halt, halt. You will go no further. This is where you surrender the one inside.
Okay, roll an intimidation.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Big scary kitty.
Natty 18 plus 13.
Nice. Yeah.
31?
31, yeah.
Okay. So we got a 31 from Darnayru, an 18 from Luton, a 17 from Kairos, and a 21 from Varg. Those will be your initiative rolls.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Next week when we see what happens. Okay.
Well done.
All right.
On the Dice of Thunder podcast. Oh,
hey, I'm Thunder excited buddies, about this.
You got to get out there and tell your friends about us.
Yeah.
We're reaching a point. I'm just going to say at the end of this episode, we're reaching a critical point as a podcast where this story is going to end. And what's going to happen afterwards really is going to be driven by you.
Ooh.
If there's a demand for it, we're going to keep this story going. We're going to find out what happens to the Shumfallow Five after book three of The Outlaws of Alkenstar. We're going to create a homebrew scenario.
Yeah.
Shumfallow in space.
Maybe not that complex.
Shumfallow deliverance.
But I have a feeling it's going to be a little more grounded and a lot less kidnap you in the jungle woods
somewhere in
strange
between.
Yeah. You know, Appalachian murder hobos.
That's probably helpful. Yeah,
those are some good guardrails.
We're going to go in the middle of that, and it's going to be on par for what you guys have been getting up to. Now, I want you guys to think about something. The Shumfallow Five, I want you to think about this. I also want all the Thunder Buddies to think about this. There's some seeds that have been planted out there that are not a part of this adventure path. You all know what they are, and if I told you what they were, it would turn on a lot of light bulbs, right?
Mm.
There's nothing. I will give you one hint. There is absolutely zero things in the adventure path about the keywords of death and destruction. That is a seed I planted as the GM over a year ago to continue your story.
Wow.
Ooh, look at you.
I did not know that.
Look at you. That's Jerome thing. Death and destruction and seed planting and lights and bulbs and things.
Lights and bulbs.
Lights and bulbs and things.
Yeah, man.
All that stuff.
Turn it on.
What's happening to Balnor in the afterlife?
Oh, yeah. Man.
None of that's in the adventure path.
Right.
And we still don't know because we failed to channel him.
Can't talk to him.
Can't talk to him yet.
All of our backstories still got to keep going.
Yeah.
It's a lot of opportunities.
There are some things.
Kairos has got to find his daddy.
I mean,
The death and destruction play has hit all of you individually, but it's all the same theme.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's going on? I want to tell that story. And in order to do that, we need some support from our Thunder Buddies.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We don't ask for this 81st episode. We don't talk about this kind of stuff. We want to build this universe for you as the listener to enjoy it and continue to enjoy it for a long time. I do not want to end the story of the Shumfallow Five when they end this story, however it ends, hit level 11, and then they just fade into obscurity to live their best life.
No.
You don't retire at level 11.
Outlaws of
Alkenstar. You don't retire
at 11. You retire at 20.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we've got a story planned to go to 20, to take the Shumfallow Five to the height of height.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm excited. Shumfallow.
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 We need the Thunder Buddies in order to make that happen.
Thunder Buddies unite.
This is some exclusive news stuff that I'm just finishing off our 81st episode randomly with, but it's time to start working on it.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
I got another announcement.
What's up?
We don't do announcements.
We
this
don't.
Is strange.
What's going on? What are you going to say?
I'm going to say two words, and they're going to give goosebumps. Campaign 2.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Campaign 2. It's coming.
Can you feel goosebumps on your bottom? Because I think that just happened.
I feel them everywhere. They're making my hair stand up.
You need beer nacks for that.
Yeah. You don't have me here.
That's a side effect of Blumpkin.
Yo.
So
campaign two.
Campaign two, all new characters,
mm-hmm.
some new players.
Ooh.
And what campaign will it be? I don't know.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. It's out there. It's being developed by Paizo right now. I'm leaning towards Wardens of Wildwood. which is the new campaign that just got released. Mostly because it ties into Luton's backstory.
Oh, the Druid
She's
one.
From Wildwood.
Yeah.
Yep.
But there's another one out there about Sandpoint, which is a classic Pathfinder city. And that's a mega adventure. The Wardens of Wildwood starts at 5th level.
Whoa.
And, oh, that's cool.
And goes to 15th level. Mm. So there's some interesting story elements there that we could tell. I haven't picked that campaign yet because we want to see some excitement from the Thunder Buddies. We want to know what you guys want to hear more of.
Yeah.
So
I think the Thunder, but just for collecting information, all the Thunder Buddies should roll dice to see which campaign they would want us to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we'll do what you roll, but I'm just saying.
For and
just for funsies.
Roll dice.
Take those rolls.
We will
throw them in the garbage.
We will pick our campaign based on what our players want to do. That's how you pick a campaign. That's how we ended up with this one. And we're just going to keep that trend rolling because that's how we have fun. Yeah, anyway, those are my big announcements.
Those are huge. Riveting.
Continuing the story and bringing in a second campaign.
Let's go. Yeah. That's exciting.
It is exciting. Tell your friends. That's all we need you to do.
Tell them all.
Just tell whoever you share interests with about us.
Yeah. Smash the like button, bro.
Yeah.
Slap the like.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah, smash the like button, bro. Tell a friend and share. Like, totally.
There you go. That's right on. Well, we'll see you next week.
Next week?
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.